Okay, today is Daf Kufches, or on Daf Kufches, we're at the Mishnah. Here we go. Tipas Chalav, a drop of milk. Shenafla al chaticha, it falls on top of a piece of meat in the pot. And as Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Besoch hakadera, into the pot, it falls on a piece of meat in the pot. Al achas min achatichos, on one of the pieces of meat. The lo higit as hakadera, but you didn't stir the pot. Therefore, v'lonechla tamatipa el osechaticha l'vad. The milk is only in that one piece.
Right.
Wow.
Okay? Not in the whole pot. Just in that one piece. Im yesh ba nosein tam osechaticha. If it imparted flavor into that one piece, which we know already from last week and the week before is, what, 60? So if there's more than 60 parts of milk in the piece of meat, it's usher.
Right.
And if less than 60, it's not usher.
Okay.
Now, near is hakadira. If you stir the pot, right? And in yesh ba benos in tam baosa kadira usher. Then the question is there flavor of milk in the entire kadira? What would stirring do? Because when you stir, you move it all, it disseminates it. Right. Doruch HaShulchan says, don't tell me that it disseminates into the whole pot in 1 second. So what does stirring help? It's not true. It takes time. And therefore, if you stir it, you have bigger problems. Okay? You can see already, the people that learn Basar B'Chalav spend it's a very cryptic Mishnah, very small Mishnah. Everything's packed in, jam-packed in there. Now the Gemara says like this. Amar Abaya, a famous statement. Tamo, taste, v'lo mamosho, and not, without anything beat, there's no mamoshes. There's no substance, it's just taste. The milk is gone. The milk is gone. The milk is, there's no milk in here. Where's the milk? I don't see it.
You don't see it, but you don't it's in there.
What's in there?
The milk.
The flavor of the milk.
Right.
There's no more milk anymore.
Right.
So what? Tamo, v'lo mamosho, taste without any substance, ba'alma d'oraisa. Is really Doraisa. And the whole Torah is Doraisa. Says Rashi, the first Rashi of the Gemara, Ha da asrinan, b'chol isurin mishenisnu tam beheter, that which we say, that every time there's a flavor, a tam, of iser, inside heter, afal pi she'ein ochel mamash, even though there's no ochel here, kigon, for example, sileka iser, you remove the iser. The ain kan elatame elatamo, and all you have left is the taste. Daraisahi, that's daraisa. In other words, you had a non-kosher piece of meat falls into your chalent, but you know which one it is. It's been cooking for hours. You say, oh my goodness! Look inside. You quickly pull it out. There's no more mamushes in this pot. There's no more. It's not there. I took it out, but the tam's still in there. Right? It's been cooking for hours like that. The tam's still there. That's usher.
Right.
Is that also min haTorah or min derabanan? The answer is, says the Gemara, it says Abaya, min haTorah. It's also min haTorah. Why? The Gemara min Basar B'Chalav. Because we learn it out from Basar B'Chalav. The Asriha Rachmana Ba'Achila. The Torah said you can't eat Basar B'Chalav. The Torah said you can't eat it. Kidamrina L'Kamah, we're going to say later on, Milo Tavashal B'Shalosh Pa'amim, in Hamur B'Torah. It says in the Torah, you can't lo Tavashal B'Gidi B'Chalev Mo 3 times. It says it 3 times. Why is it 3 times? One time to eat it, you can't eat it. One time you can't cook it, and one time you can't even have enough of it. You can't even give it to the dog. You can't even do that. Right? Even though the milk is gone, all you have is flavor of milk. You don't have milk anymore. It's all gone. It doesn't make a difference. And just like by Basar B'Chalav, it's a problem. It's a problem everywhere. Why? A mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? It's one of the yugim midos. Shatara deshes behem. It says it by one place, it applies to every other place.
Right.
Right?
So if you still have the tam, but it's more than 1 in 60?
Hmm?
If you still have the tam, but it's more than 1 in 60.
So we had the machlokas about that. Remember there was a three-way machlokas? Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban.
Oh, that
was... It's a machlokas. What do you do in such a case? You have... It's less than 160, but you still taste it. That's what you're asking.
Right.
It's less than 160, but I still taste it. That's a machlokas. Okay. Now, says Abaya, Tama v'lo mamasho, ba'alma d'oraisa. Tam, without any substance, is still d'oraisa. Ditzal k'daitach d'rabanon, because if you want to tell me that it's only asim d'rabanon, but not basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav, Torah says straight out. Right? So then, mi basa b'chalav, my time alo gaminan. Why don't we learn enough from basa b'chalav? Why wouldn't I learn enough from basa b'chalav? Why not? Why not learn enough from basa b'chalav? Basa b'chalav, no one disputes that it's tam, even without mamish. When the little milk fell in, it's all aser. Everyone holds from that. Says Abaye, it must be that every other case of tam, which is called tam ki ikr, that the tam is like ikr, every other case of tam ki ikr is d'oraisa. Because learn enough from basa b'chalav. Why not? You want to tell me the chiddush who? Because basa b'chalav is a chiddush? Nah, the whole Torah is a chiddush.
Yeah.
Everything's a chiddush. What does it mean, chiddush who? Chiddush who means, even though the Torah is a chiddush, everything in the Torah. Why is basa b'chalav a bigger chiddush than Shatnez or Shabbos? Everything's a chiddush. But it's a chiddush because even within the world of the Torah, it goes against the grain. Why? Because you have two things that are mutter, and you put them together, they become asur. Exactly. Rashi's going to point that out in a minute. Anyway, want to tell me it's a chiddush? Chiddush? It's a chiddush? Chiddush who? If it's a chiddush, if basa b'chalav is such a chiddush, then af al gafta leka no sin tam nami. Then why do we need tam? Why do I have to? Why is it batal b'shishim? It should be one molecule of milk falls in. It's asur. Why? Torah said so. It's such a chiddush. It's all unique. It goes against the grain, right? It's so unique. Such a chiddush. Right? We don't hold like that. Right? Therefore, what must it be? Right? It's not such a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush. And if it's not such a chiddush, it's the model for everything else. And therefore, everything else, also the Medrash says, well, Abaye says, we've got to do Rugarashi, Ichirishu. Ichirishu, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines of the lines are wide. The mid-level lines. Amai katani masnithan, Dibi'in and tam. Why do we require a tam if it's such a chiddush? We made up a rule. The Mishnah said, if it's a tam, it's a problem. If there's no tam, it's not a problem. Why? Who made up a tam? Below no sin tam nami asr. Even without tam, it should be asr. The chiddush who? It's the chiddush ve'rachmana. The Torah said a chiddush. Basa b'chalav is a problem. What's the shear? There is no shear. One molecule of milk falls into. That's it. It's over. Throw the whole thing out. Why? The chiddush. But we don't say that. We don't say that. Afilu called the who? Listen to this line of Rashi. The Chiddush Be'Rachmana. The Torah said a Chiddush. The Afilu Kaldehu. Even if it's a Kaldehu, a drop. The Habasa B'Chalavu. Because it's Basa B'Chalav. What does Rashi mean by that? I'm sure people have. Ashar Achwana went to town. What does he mean by that? Because it's Basa B'Chalav. I would say, 1 second. If I don't have tasted, it's not Basa B'Chalav. If I don't taste it, why? Where's the Chalav? One molecule falls in, there's no Chalav. I don't taste it. So it's actually because it's basa b'chalav. Anyway, el shmamina, but you see from here, lav chidushu. It's not such a chiddush. Basa b'chalav is not such a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush. You know why? Da'achi kapi rachmana. The Torah is makbid on this combination. Dum yad klaya karim. Just like klaya karim. You can plant grapes over there. You can plant whatever you want over there. You plant them together. It's huge problems, right? So. The mystery of Nami, Mishum Klai and Tyrovis. You can't mix certain things. Hashem doesn't like mixing certain things. He doesn't like mixing this. You can't mix Basa B'Chalav either. Not such a Chiddush, says Rashi. You have a model for it. Not such a Chiddush. What you can make, we can plant grapes, and you can plant that, wheat, not together. Why not? Torah said no.
Oh.
Such a Chiddush? You have it Basa B'Chalav also. You have it by this. So.
Rashi's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. Well, no. Kivin, listen one more line. Kivin the Lav Chiddushu. Since it's not a chiddush, right? Since it's not a chiddush, gamrin and lime is zerobishela. We learned it out from zerobishela. What's zerobishela? By the ram that you cook the ram, you cook the zroa that the kohen, the nazir's ram, you cook it together with the rest of the ram, and that only can be by a kohen. It's a tarovis over here. I'm cooking kahadim things. I can eat. I'm not a kohen. I'm cooking it together. The answer is it's batal b'shishim, right? The answer is that's how you learned out such a thing as batal b'shishim because they figured out it's 60 times more. Right? The mystery called Kama Deleka Taima. It's mutter as long as there's no tam.
So what is Rashi saying exactly?
What Rashi is explaining, the Gemara said, Abaye says, You know that every other case of tam that falls into kosh isser and heter, it's all daraisa. Why? Because you learn it from basa v'chalav. What do you want to tell me? That we're not going to learn it from basa v'chalav? Why not? Because basa v'chalav is so unique. Why is it so unique? You have plenty of places where the two things are mutter, you put them together, they become aser. Here, klayim, shatnez, they're mutter. You put it together, it becomes aser. So what's the answer? Hashem has his ish, Hashem has his reasons. We don't know the reason. Hashem has his reasons. So, but that's not Shechidish. You have it all in a few places already. That's not Shechidish. So it must be, and by the way, if there was no Chidish, if there was a Chidish of Asa V'Chalav, then there should be no Shir. Right. No Shir. Right? Hashem said Asa V'Chalav is Asr, even one molecule of Chalav fault. We don't hold like that. Why don't we hold like that? It's not such a Chidish. It's not such a Chidish. So if it's not such a Chidish, it follows the regular rules of the Torah. Regular rules of the Torah are Tam. And it applies here, and it applies everywhere. Why? What do you mean? If a drop of milk falls in, it wouldn't be so crazy. If a drop of milk, let's throw it out.
If a drop of linen falls into your wool bag, you can't use it.
Exactly.
There's no shear.
No.
No.
There might be, no, I think one hair. I think even one thread.
Probably one thread.
Yeah. There's no shear. That's it.
Clam's not much more.
Clam has a shear?
A little bit, but I don't think it's that much of a
shear. Once it has a shear, it has a shear. The point.
I say, but the shear is actually, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about a clam. It might be there was no shear. One grape seed in your wheat field, the whole thing, could be.
Right.
Could be. The point is, here we don't say that. So if we don't say that, it could be a model for everything else. Right? Very good. Amale Rava, gives another answer. Derech Bishel Asra Torah. Amale Rava, Derech Bishel Asra Torah. No. The Torah said you can't cook milk and meat together. And you know what? If one molecule of milk falls in, that's not called cooking milk and meat together. You know what you're cooking? You're cooking meat. There's a molecule of milk in it, but it's nothing. It has to be a shear. Says Rashi, explaining. I can tell you it is a chiddush. Maybe Basim Echolv is a chiddush. I said, why do you have a shear? Right? Then it should be no shear. Right? No, says Rav Al Karchach, Bagufe Gali Kara, Dibin and Taima. You have to have Tam. You have to have Tam. You know why? Midalo Asarta Torah, El Derech Bishel Asra, Habasal is Bashal Bechalav, Vein Lechaka Gonzeh, Shalom Osin Tam. You can't have Bishel without Tam. What are you cooking? I'm cooking milk and meat. How much? Where's the milk? I don't see. Nah, I only put one molecule in. That's not Tam. That's not cooking milk and meat together.
I would not think that. I would think that if I have a cold shalot out,
yeah,
and my back spills some milk inside
there, right,
since it's not doing anything technically,
what do you mean?
It's not cooking.
So that's not usher. That's not usher minotaur. Minotaur, cold and cold is not usher.
I take cold and cold, I just, it's not cooking.
That's not usher. If I have a salad,
yeah,
and I have pieces salad of cheese and pieces of meat,
yeah,
together in the salad, that's
right,
not usher minotaur. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it.
Yeah.
It's usher eating it. It's not usher cooking. You didn't cook it.
So what's
usher? It's usher to eat it.
Eat it.
No, so said, no, you can't have an offer. You cannot, it's not cooking.
So it's darabanan of it, or it's just
that? What's darabanan? The fact is that it's together in a salad.
Yes.
It's nothing.
No,
it's nothing. How about you can't eat it because you can't eat milk and meat together?
We're
not talking about.
Because the Torah says it three times, and one means eating. That's why.
So there's seven.
But putting it together in a salad, not eating, it's not cooking either. So just having it there, it's a gzeira. You shouldn't do that because you might come to eat it, but you didn't cook it, you didn't eat it. Just, you know, you're playing around, like chopped, and you want to make dishes, yeah, not going to eat it, you throw it in the garbage.
So it's the same thing as cooking then.
What?
It's the same thing as cooking.
No, cooking requires heat. Cooking requires heat.
You're saying it's a darabanan.
Right. Exactly.
Wouldn't this be a yavish be yavish?
Right, exactly. Yes, it is.
So if it's a yavish for yavish, you just take it out.
Exactly, exactly. It's not cooking.
Right.
You can cook yavish, yavish also. You can cook hot dogs together in the same yavish and yavish.
Right.
Yavish, yavish. Without meat, without water.
Right.
The only way to cook it is without water. Once you have water, it's not yavish.
No.
Right.
Yavish.
So says Rava, without a bigger sheet. Really, Bas Bechol is a chiddush. Right. Really is a chiddush.
Right.
And Rava holds Tam Keikar is derabanan, because no model, because Bas Bechol is so unique. What about why doesn't a drop of a milk fall in? Why don't you have to throw the whole thing out? Because it's not bishul then otherwise.
You can wash it off.
It's not bishul. What?
You can wash it off.
What? According to Rava?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. He says, without tam, there's no bishul without tam. What are you putting in? something that's not going to add flavor, then what are you doing? That's now, I don't, maybe there are bonon mitz, chatzi shir, that'll come to that, all those issues. But
why is it tam the issue? It's butz b'cholah, plain and simple.
Because Rava says, it says bishel.
Bishel, okay.
It didn't say make a salad, where I could pick at it and not,
right.
Didn't say that. It said bishel. So without a tam, it's not bishel. What are you cooking? I said, you're cooking a big chunk, you put in some milk. So what are you cooking? Milk and meat together. Yeah, where's the milk? I don't see any milk. No, I only put in one molecule. That's not considered bishel. The huge pot of chal, I put in one drop of milk. That's not considered bishel. Therefore, Bazar B'chol is a chiddush. It is a chiddush. Why do I require a shear? Because otherwise it's not bishel. That's what Rava says. You can quibble with him. That's what he says. Otherwise it's not bishel. So if it's not bishel, then it's not a model to anything else.
So the problem is we have is a shear.
Correct.
The shear may be a drop, but it's a shear.
Correct. Correct. So saying kol duhu means no shear.
Which doesn't exist.
Right.
It does. Chometz. You just said Shabbos is not a shear.
What?
I think it's one thread.
No, chometz. It's one thread. So about a half a thread? It's also usher.
What's a half a thread? What's a half a thread?
Now the Gemara gets hard. Amar Rav. Remember the statement of Rav. We've been busy with the statement of Rav the whole day. Amar Rav. Kiven shenasein tam b'chaticha. Once, so I have a challenge. And milk falls into one piece of meat. So once the piece of meat, once the milk falls into that piece of meat, now, it was too much milk. It was too much milk to be bottled. It was more than 160 compared to that piece of meat. Now what happens to that piece of meat?
It cooks in the...
That piece of meat, now, if you stir the pot, the milk will be bottled to the whole pot.
Depending on how much went in.
So I'm telling you how much went in. Not enough went in to trafe up the whole pot.
Okay.
But enough went in to trafe up the piece it touched.
Got it.
Okay. Says Rav, that piece now turns into an entire piece of Isser.
Okay.
Because that piece is now has too much milk in it.
Right. Okay.
Now we're going to measure, how much Isser is in this pot. We don't measure it by the milk that fell in. You measure by that piece.
Right.
Now that piece could be also too big and it'll shape up the whole pot.
Right.
The milk filling in won't shape up the whole pot. It's not enough. It's less than 60. But now that it hit that piece, it shapes up that piece. Now that piece becomes an entire piece of what? Of Isser.
Right.
And now that piece will shape up the whole pot because that piece is too big. That's known as chaticha, the piece, naseth nevela. The whole piece becomes a nevela. It's called chanan. Chaticha nathas nevela. What?
Without stirring the pot.
Without stirring. Wow. Exactly. Without stirring.
Not nevela, but whatever.
It means treif. They use that because it's chanan. It's the abbreviation. Chaticha nathas nevela. The piece becomes like nevela.
And it becomes something else.
Right? And it becomes treif.
First chanan we had a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Right. So, you hear what he's saying? We'll start over. Amar Rav. Kivin shirashin tam b'chaticha. Since the flavor is the milk fell into that piece of meat, chaticha atma nasis nevela, that entire piece becomes a nevela. Vo'oseres kol chatichos kulam, and it ashers all the other pieces, the whole pot, even without stirring.
Right.
Even without stirring.
Why?
What?
Why?
Mipnei shehein mina, because it becomes now. Mina, what does Mina mean? It becomes min bimino, which is not bottle. Min bimino is not bottle. Right? You hear? Amale mar zutra bread rav l'ravit l'mar l'mari l'ravina. Michti, 1 second. Rav, kiman amar l'shmaitze. Who did Rav say this vort like? Kirav Yehuda. This obviously goes like a Yehuda. The Amar who said, min bimino lo bottle. The min bimino is not bottle. Lema, let's say, biplug to adarava. Maybe they're arguing what Rava said. Damar Rava, because Rava said, kasavar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda held like this. Kol shehu min, umino, v'davar acher. Let's say you have a pot of meat, and in the pot of meat, you have kosher meat, you have one piece of non-kosher meat, and you have potatoes.
Right.
So you have min, bimino,
and
lo bimino, and then eno mino in the same pot.
Right.
Right? You have min bimino, v'davar acher.
Right.
Says Rav Yehuda, says Rava, explaining Rav Yehuda, silek es mino, take out, or we're all going to pretend that the mino, the potatoes, are not, silek es mino, take out all the kosher meat. We're going to view it as if it's not here.
Okay.
How you could do that, just we're going to pretend it's not here. Putting that aside, we're going to pretend it's not here, the kosher meat. Now, what do we have now? We have kimi she'eno, v'she'eno mino, rabba olav, umavatlo. Then the potatoes are 60 times more than the treif meat. Batal b'shishim. If we use the kosher meat in there, you got problems, because mim v'mino. No, pretend it's not there. And then what do you have? You have potatoes and non-kosher meat. The potatoes are 60 times more. It's batal. Says Rashi, v'hochanami. So Rava made a statement like that. You can do such a thing. You can do that halachic fiction. We're going to pretend it's not here. It's going to be Rabba Olav and Mivatel. Says Rashi, it's on the Rashi of Sila gets the last line of that Rashi. Sila gets Amino. V'hochanami. Yeshkan Rotev. In this challenge, what do you have? What happened? What happened here? Some milk fell into the pot. But you also have barley and right. beans and potatoes
and
rotev and gravy. Those other things. So says Rashi, Hachanami, Yeshkan Rotev, Shachalavatal is called a chaticha maseres. Right? Vamai Oser. Why is it Oser? Why is it Oser? What did Rav say? Milk falls in, right?
A piece of meat.
A piece of meat falls in.
Milk falls into the meat,
makes the meat not kosher. It chafes up the whole pot. Why chafes up the whole pot? Get so calm down. There's so many other things in this pot that can be mevatel the meat. You can mevatel it. Not min bimino. It's min she'eno mino. You have rotiv in here and other things. Why be so quick to asher everything?
But the point is that it's a pot of meat. So you can't just make it away. I mean, that's the ikker. That pot is meat.
What do you mean? Why? Who says the ikker?
Well,
not only that.
What are you cooking?
If I view the meat as if it's not here, then the treif is batal b'shishim. So, by the way, the Prima Gadim. This is what you're really asking. You're really asking the Prima Gadim's question. The Prima Gadim asks, one second, says the Prima Gadim. If milk falls in, then it's disseminated everywhere equally. Yeah. So it's min mino anyway. Because what do you have? You have a treif piece of meat with milk in it. I have gravy with milk in it. I have not other kosher pieces of meat with milk in it. The whole thing is a problem.
Yeah, it's a non-starter.
I don't get that. It's not how it works. It's very nice.
In halacha, it works like that. When the milk fell in.
To the piece of meat.
Right.
Before you start.
No,
right.
According to that theory,
yeah.
It has to be enough everywhere.
No, because it's min bimino.
No, it's min bimino. What are you talking about?
There's no question.
One second.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, what he's asking.
I hear exactly what he's asking. It's a great try, but it's
right.
Not really reality.
No, so he answers. He's saying like this, that the heter fell into the isser. Sorry, the isser fell into the heter.
Right.
And now it's got this. Now it's cooking in there.
Right.
So we say, well, it's min bimino. Why is it min bimino? Because one piece of meat has treif in it. It's all pieces of meat. So it's mimimino, it's not buckle, right? So no. We could view the other things, take the heter meat, pretend it's not here, and then the rotav will overpower it. But if the milk gets disseminated now everywhere equally, which we say it does, then it's all mimimino, it's all treif in there anyway. So the Prima Gadim answers, no, Rava holds Tom Kekas on Derabanan. Right, Rava said it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, Masa Mechalav. Chiddush, unique. That's the Raisa. Everywhere else is the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon is going to mess up my theory? No, it's not going to mess up my theory at all. So why don't we do that? So the Gemara answers, Amale, you're right. Edenafal barotav raka hachanami. You're right. If it would have fallen into soft sauce, liquidy sauce, whatever, hachamai skinan, denafal barotav ava. It fell into thick sauce, which is the same thing as meat. So therefore, it's mimbimino. If it's mimino and you can't get that would have been a good out, but it doesn't work in this case.
What's the shear of the Talmud that we're saying?
60.
Oh, it's 60?
Yeah. Right, Rashi says, Dak shall basar v'shuman. It's only just thin pieces of meat. The kula min basar, it's all considered meat.
So
let's go get a thin soup.
It ain't a chanami. It would be batal. Ain't a chanami. It would be batal. That's why. That's why.
You can eat the treif of meat.
It's not treif. It's batal. It's batal.
No, no. Let's say you had a real piece of treif of meat.
Yeah.
From a chazer.
Yeah.
You can eat it then if it's batal.
Yes. If you can't see it, if you can't see it, and it's called batal. The Torah says that. Acher av mahatas. You can go after the majority. If you want to be machmer, that Michael said that. You want to be frum. I'm not eating that. You're going into Torah. The Torah said you could eat it. It might not sit well with you, but it's not considered there. Right? It's batal. By the way, if this ever happens, I guess it happens once in a blue moon, the milk falls into the chalent, you're going to call the rabbi, say, how big is the pot? What's the rabbi going to say? How big? He didn't do it on purpose. How big is the pot? I don't know.
6 quarts.
6 quarts. How much milk fell in? 1 ounce. 1 ounce of milk fell in, not even an ounce. But from the coffee, it spilled in a little bit. What's the answer? It's batal b'shishim. You don't have. It's batal b'shishim. I'm not holding for batal b'shishim. I'm such a machmir. That's not a machmir. That means you don't believe in the Torah.
No, but what if?
No, you're not sure.
What if you use the principle of chanan then? It fell maybe in one piece, so that now it's chanan.
What? Then you have problems. Also.
So when you differentiate between
batal b'shishim and chanan? What? We're gonna get to it. We're gonna get to it right now. Also, you can say, well, it's a suffix. I'm not sure how much fell in. Well, if it's a suffix, then what, now it depends. Do we hold Tom Kick as Doraisa? So is Doraisa L'chumra. If you hold it's Dorabanan, the Banan suffer Dorabanan L'kula.
Right.
So, luckily, we hold like Rava. And Rava said it's only Dorabanan. Well, it's a machlokas how we hold anyway. It's a big machlokas how we hold. Rashi's going to say we hold like Rava on tomorrow's daf. Massive Rashi. Rashi goes through every halacha that we've done in the past 2 weeks, how we hold. Very interesting. Rashi never does that. Right? Because he knows it's important. Right? Then it's Vachim, he didn't do that.
Rashi.
Tomorrow. It's the end of tomorrow. It must be 50-line Rashi. And this, we hold like this. And this one, what about this? No, we don't hold like that. Goes through a whole, every issue.
Rashi's assuming you're holding cup during the whole...
Exactly. He was.
Clearly he was.
Now the Gemara says like this. Umay kasavar. What exactly do we hold over here? E kasavar efshar lesochto mutter. Efshar lesochto is the opposite. It's the same thing as chanan. Meaning, we said before that it turns the whole piece of meat into iser. But there's a concept called efshar lesochto, which means that when it's cooking together with other pieces, it goes out. It goes out of the meat, gets disseminated into every other piece, and then it's batal. So if you hold Efshul Sochto, Mutter, and Chaticha, Manasas Nevela, then why do you hold from Chanan? If that's true, that it goes out, now what kind of, it's a halachic principle. Scientifically, I have no idea what's going on. Halachically, it's such a concept. Efshul Sochto, it goes out. Yeah, the meat fell into one piece, but while it's cooking with all the other pieces, it gets disseminated. Here, Rashi says, Micah Savar, Rav, Efshul Sochto? Does he hold Efshul Lesochto? What does that mean? The Isser Shenivla Beheter, the Isser fell into Heter. V'nosim bo Tam v'Oso. It fell. It gave Tam a trait of this beat. V'chazer u'bishel. He's still cooking in there. You forgot. You didn't see what happened. One of your kids was watching, and she didn't realize, and it fell in, and it's still cooking now. U'chazer u'bishel. Haheter hazeim heter acher. She'efsher she'Isser Hanivla bazeh. The Isser that's in this one piece, lishak mimenu. It goes out. Vilachalik beheter ha'achron the ain bo shir. That's where it's achron. It goes into some other pieces. Right. There's no shear. If you hold that, then why is the piece in the usher? Nothing's usher. That's real bittel. If you hold that, ela kasavar efshel sochto usher. Obviously, efshel sochto is usher. Now, by the way, if you hold, the Ron says like this.
Please reject me.
The two klalim of efshel sochto usher. And chaticha nasas nevela are the same exact thing. Efshel sochto is usher.
Right.
Chaticha nasas nevela, the same thing. The exact same principle. Right? So Gemara asks, if you hold efshel sochto is mutter, how can chaticha become usher? If you hold efshel sochto is mutter, how can chaticha nasas nevela? Right? It's like it says that those two statements contradict. Those two principles contradict each other. It's like it's harehi kishaol. It's like asking im chaticha eino nasas nevela. How could chaticha nasas nevela? How could that be? Right. So says the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rajba. Many say the principle of chanan only applies by basa b'chalav. It doesn't apply by meat. And the Gemara asks. It only applies to milk and meat, not by treif meat and other meat.
Oh, all right.
If a treif piece of meat or a treif gravy, you pour it in and it hits one piece of meat. Does it make the whole piece of meat usser? No, because we don't hold from chanan. So we'll measure by the whole pot. When do we hold from chanan? Only a basar b'chalav. So when the coffee falls into the chalent, bigger issue. By chanan, by basar b'chalav, yes, you have a much bigger problem.
But we just
said otherwise, this gemara makes no sense.
We just said that the basar b'chalav model works for every other iser.
Rava said it doesn't. Right, Rava said it doesn't because it's a chiddush, which is why tam ki ikar by other things only the rabbanon. That's what Rava said. Not everyone agrees with that chanan anyway. The other ways you can get out of this Ron's question. Other ways you can get out of it, you can hold different things, whatever it is.
You have to watch
it. It's a very complicated daf. You can spend hours, like, months on this daf.
You have to watch when
you know the rules. Yes. Yes. If you don't know, then you have suffik. So how do we do it when you have a suffik? If it's a daraisa, you have to go l'chumra. If it's a rabbanan, you go l'kula. So how do all these sheetahs lie up?
In the land or a piece of meat or in the chalent itself.
Exactly. Or efshel l'sochta or chanan. Right? So all these principles are going to apply.
That's like a little camera by the prop.
No, because you... So how much milk fell in? Oh, a little bit of my coffee spilled in, and someone pushed me. A little bit fell in.
I didn't see where it went.
I don't see where it went. So if it's less than a small amount that it didn't even fall in one piece, that you can hold, you won't hold from chanan. You have to go ask them.
The
rabbi doesn't
ask you. I don't think.
He doesn't ask you.
He is how much fell in?
Exactly. Exactly.
Did it fall on a piece of meat? Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So therefore, you're going to be makel, right? Okay. The Itmar, Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, the Amri, Efshel Sokto Aser, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Rav Shlakish, Amri, Efshel Sokto Mutter. It's a machlokas. Now, the Safar Rav, Efshel Sokto Aser, Rav holds it's Aser. V'Itmar, but we learned, Kizayit Shin Basar, Shinafal Toch Yorish Al Chalav, if a piece of meat fell into milk now, that's the opposite way. Someone's cooking milk, and a piece of meat fell in. So, Amar Rav, Basar Aser. The Basar's Aser. It's full of milk. How could you eat this piece of meat now? However, the chol of mutter, the milk you can still drink. Why? Why? First of all, the Gemara assumes it's less than 60. There's more than 60 times milk in the meat. Sorry. There's more than 60 times milk in the meat, yes. And also, the milk doesn't absorb the meat's flavor. That's what we're going to see in a minute. Now, the basar is for sure usser, because it's full of milk. Can't get out of that. Now, Esau Gedaitach, Efshel Sokto Aser. But one second, if you hold Efshel Sokto's Aser, then Chalav my Mutter. Why is the Chalav Mutter? Chalav Nevela who? It's Nevela. It's full of milk. It's full of meat. How can you drink this milk? Lolam Kasava Rav, Efshel Sokto Aser. Really, Rav holds Efshel Sokto's Aser. The shiny Hassam, this case by the milk is different. Damar Kra, Losavashal Gedi Bachalevimo. You can't cook meat with milk. What about cooking milk with meat? That the Torah doesn't say. Gedi asr Torah, v'lo chalav. The Torah's asr is the milk, the gedi, not the milk. Safar rav, gedi asr Torah, v'lo chalav. How can he hold that? How can he say that? But that doesn't make any sense. V'itmar, chati zayis basar, v'chati zayis chalav. Listen to this. Half a kazayis of basar, and half a kazayis of chalav that you cook together, shebishon zem zem, amar rav, loka alachilaso. You eat that, you get malchus. No question about it. You eat a kizayis, a basar b'chalav. But if you ain't a loka, I'll be shulo. But you're not chayav, I'm cooking it. Why? And he cooked the shear. Half and a half. It's only a half and a half. If you talk about the gedi asr torah v'lo chalav, but if you hold it, the gedi's asr, not the milk, then achila my loka. Why are you chayav on the milk? Chatzi shear. It's only a chatzi shear. Elol olam kasav arav chalav nami asr. Really, the milk is also asr. V'achamai eskinan. What are we talking about over here in this case when the chalav, when the piece of meat fell into the chalav, kigon shenafal toch yora rosachas, it fell into a boiling pot of cooking milk, the nivla bala, The taste. So the milk went into the meat.
Right.
But miflat lo palat. The taste of the meat doesn't go into the milk.
Right.
It doesn't go in. Why not? What? So Rashi says right here. The Rashi of Kigosh Nafal. Also zayat atoch yora rosachat. The mashabala in a polite. What's absorbed doesn't go back out. The calls mancha inu nach mirchisachav in a polite. As long as it's still boiling hot, the meat doesn't go into the milk.
Is that how it works?
And
this is how I'm cooking up
a cheese dish.
A cheese sauce.
No, one second. Sof, sof, kinayich hadar palat. Good. So when it comes, when it cools off, then it'll go in, and then it'll be a problem. No. Kadam shesilk. I took it out by then. So it fell in for 10 seconds. 10 seconds it was in there. Those 10 seconds, the meat's also, you can't eat the meat.
Right.
Because it has milk in it. What about the milk? That you can still drink. Why? Because you hold, I don't know how passing a lechol ma'aseh, we hold such a thing. The meat, the flavor of the meat didn't go into the milk yet, because the milk was still cooking, the stew doesn't go in. And then you took it out. If you don't take it out, you have problems. But you took it right out.
So when it cools down.
What's the shear? I don't know.
When it cools down, it goes in.
Correct.
I would think just the opposite, but okay.
Now, gufa, we just said, chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishlam zem zeh, half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of milk that you cook together. Amar Rav, lok al chalaso vein lok al bishulo. You get malchus on the
eating,
not on the cooking. So mimanavshach, what kind of thing is that? E mitzdarfin, if they combine, so abishul nami lilki. She get malchus on the bishul also, and e lo mitzdarfin achil nami lilki. Then you shouldn't get malchus on the eating. What's going on here? So la'olam lo mitzdarfi. Where they don't combine, ubaba miyora gedola. They come from a very big pot. Rashi explains what that means is as follows. In order to be over cooking milk and meat, you need a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of meat. You put it in one pot, and it cooked up together. Now, how much do I have to eat now in order to be chayiv? Eating. The answer is one kezayis.
Yeah.
Why? Why one kezayis? Why not two? You have to start, in order to over cooking, you have to have two kezayisim. One of milk and one of meat. No. It cooks together in a big pot. Now, how much do I have to eat to be overeating batzah b'chalav? One kezayis. Why? Because it's cooked together. So it's one kezayis of milk and meat cooked together. That's how you explain it. So if I have half a kezayis of milk and half a kezayis of basar that I put together, I'm not chayiv on cooking. Why?
How do you figure this is a kezayis? Milk is a liquid. It's not a kezayis.
Rashi says it. He says it either here or tomorrow. It's law of displacement. Take a kezayis of something, put it in. How much milk spills out? That's the displacement value, and that's the kezayis. So Rashi says it today or tomorrow, or Sunday. It says it in the next few days. Levi Amar, Afloq Abishulo, even look if a cooking a half and a half. V'chein ton Levi Masnitzin, Kshesh Loka Chalazo, Kain Chloka Al Bishulo, Ubay De Bishul Amru. What's this bishul that we're talking about? The answer is the bishul. What somebody else, what a goy would cook. Would a goy cook that? You're not cooking it. A goy cooks it. Then you come and eat it. So, it's machlokas if you're chayev.
Oh, okay.
Efshel sochto. Are we stopping here? Yeah, we're stopping here because this is where. One second.
This is where it gets hard.
What? This is where it gets hard, yeah. So no, there's nowhere to stop now. We can stop in the middle of a sentence. No, mom's nowhere to stop now. So we'll stop here. So we finished the daf pretty much. This is very easy, not easy, but it's one continuous story. So, and Aleph not hard tomorrow. So we finished pretty much, I mean, this is going to be a little, people learn Hilchos Basar B'chalav. You can spend a month on this daf. And right, this is the heart of Basar B'chalav. It ends tomorrow at the Mishnah. It doesn't really end. I shouldn't say that. It doesn't really end. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Khal. Khal is udder.
The udder of the
cow. The udder of the cow. Because there's milk in there. What's the story with the udder? Can you eat an udder? So that we'll do tomorrow. All right?
It tastes like chicken.
You had to taste it? It's smarter than... All right, we'll stop now. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
I don't think we don't do it. We don't eat it.
What, the udder?